Unit 2, Robots.
基础过关。
Listening words.
Number 1. Do you think it is possible for a robot to have its own needs and desires?
Number 2. However, when Claire first saw the robot,She felt alarmed.
Number 3. Claire thought it was ridiculous to be offered sympathy by a robot.
Number 4. As a favor, Tony promised to help Claire.Make herself smarter and her home more elegant.
Number 5. As Tony was not allowed to accompany Claire to the shops, he wrote out a list of items for her.
Number 6. Claire cried out, Tony, and then heard him declare that he didn't want to leave her the next day, and that he felt more than just the desire to please her.
Number 7. In 1942, Isaac Asimov joined the staff of the Philadelphia Navy Yard.As a junior chemist and worked there for 3 years.
Number 8. It was when Asimov was 11 years old that his talent for writing became obvious.
Number 9.A robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, as long as human beings are not injured.
Number 10. The women were impressed by Claire, the house, and the delicious cuisine.Listening phrases.
Number 1. Recently, it had begun experimenting with a household robot. It was going to be tested out by Larry's wife, Claire.
Number 2. When the clerk at the counter was rude to Claire, she rang Tony up.And told the clerk to speak to him.
Number 3. As she turned around, there stood Gladys Claffern.
Number 4. Claire shouted, Leave me alone!And ran to her bed.
Number 5. He felt happy when his boss stated that he could set aside some time for exercise.
Listening sentences.
Number 1. On the second morning, Tony, wearing an apron, brought her breakfast and then asked her whether she needed help dressing.
Number 2. Even though Tony had been so clever, he would have to be rebuilt You cannot have women falling in love with machines.
Number 3. Use a clear, simple style as if you were writing to younger students in your school.
Number 4. Isaac Asimov was an American scientist and writer who wrote around 480 books that included mystery stories, science, and history books.
Number 5. These books are famous because Asimov invented a theoretical framework which was designed to show how ideas and thinking may develop in the future.